down among Brazilians. Coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Ah, yes, and it's time for Coffee with the Mayor. Brazilian, Colombian, or whatever, he has the cup on the road today. And Mayor Kurt Dykstra joins us, as he does every Friday morning at this time, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. Your Honor, good morning.
Good morning. I really like the new bumper music, by the way.
Yes, I figured it was appropriate for someone of your distinguished. Now you
or something like that.
You are, of course, a full-time barrister, so I do have to ask you, because a couple of people have asked me already. You know, we say, well, yes, Coffee with the Mayor, it's brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. What does the PC stand for?
Professional Corporation.
Oh.
It's a corporate designation limited to what are classically defined as the profession, dentists, doctors, lawyers, those kinds of folks. Similarly, if you see a PLLC in some company's name, that's a professional limited liability company reserved for simply those who are in the profession.
Yes, because somebody has said, doesn't that sound like professional counselor? And I said, well, it would make sense because lawyers would be a counselor in the legal sense.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but technically it's a professional corporation.
Okay, enough talking shop.
Yeah, I'll send you a bill for that one.
Okay. Every month it's asked ask the attorney, and either Ken Brzezicki or Nathan Box joins Duke, and that the meter's not running then, and the meter's not going to run now. I know I caught a little grief on this one, but the wags around City Hall forced me to write this from yesterday.
Okay.
About saying that there was a lot of talk going on, not much action, and some say that's business as usual at City Hall on Wednesday night. And I said, hey, that's a bad line, but it does crack a few jokes.
Sure. We were down a couple of council members. And for us, that's the magic number is 5. You have to get the 5 votes on anything to see it pass. And when you're down 7, you're down by 2-7. For most things, we could have acted, but there were the types of actions, for example, giving the city manager his performance review, his first performance review since his time here in Holland, looking at some of the rental rules and regulations, a rezoning of a piece of property in town that's, been under a lot of discussion. We had the request of both of the gentlemen who were absent from that particular meeting, both for good reasons, but they'd like to participate in those, so we honor those kinds of requests usually and say, okay, there's nothing super urgently pressing on them, so we will just sort of punt it until we get the full group back in the saddle.
Talking with the Holland Mayor, Kurt Dykstra, and there'll be a special meeting before the work-study session on Wednesday, and then the other matter will be taken care of the following Wednesday, which will be the day after elections.
Yeah.
And it's time to go vote a week from Tuesday. You are running for re-election, but then again you are unopposed. So
this is correct. Yeah.
So however, those who are in a contested election are making their campaign pitches, and I know that it's uncomfortable to put this question in front of you, but I do have to ask you for a reaction to one of the council members basically taking a full-page ad out in the local newspaper to state positions, saying why she is doing what she is doing for a municipal election. That's quite of a, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it is. But, I don't think we've seen a group of contested elections like we see this year in quite some time. I mean, probably the last time we saw something on this scale was a few years ago when my predecessor, Al McGeehan, faced a challenge by a sitting council member, and that caused a variety of campaign activities to happen as well. So, it's people running campaigns, and campaigns entitle everything from yard signs to things being mailed to advertising in the newspaper. So, I guess I don't find anything unusual about it in the sense that, it's a campaign. The only unusual thing about it is the degree to which there are contested races in this particular cycle.
Oh, talking with Mayor Kurt Dykstra, one more question, and I'm going to have to let you go. But Your thoughts about at least the federal government going back to work, maybe not under the best of circumstances, and certainly the knives are at each other's throats still on Capitol Hill, at least verbally, but at least we got the federal government back at work.
Although, you know, if you're, I think, what was the number, like 80% never were furloughed or something like that,
yep.
Or 80% of the government did not shut down. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think by and large, most of us didn't feel that the direct effects yet. Now, if it stayed, you know, for a matter of months, perhaps that'd be a different story. But, you know, ultimately, the big issue here continues to be, you know, the parties and the people in Washington seeming inability to really address the long-term and serious problems that this country faces. And that, I think, is a great frustration to me, but also a great frustration if you read the polls or just have general conversations with anybody, to a great number of people. We think that we deserve better in Washington, better leadership in Washington than what we're getting. And, you know, I don't think you'd necessarily find a whole lot of disagreement among you know, among even the people who are elected. I have to know that they're frustrated as well. And, you know, bottom line is the founders designed a system that is by design inefficient. They didn't want efficiency. They didn't like efficiency because inefficiency led to tyranny. And if you accumulate too much power in one person's hands, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. So by design, the system is inefficient and required to move slowly and designed to demand compromise, especially when people with different perspectives control the various branches of government. The problem that I think we've seen is not that the system has a problem, but that ultimately there's so much polarization that the ability of both sides to, you know, sand off some of the rough edges and get to some broad consensus is put in jeopardy. And I think ultimately what really has driven this is the fact that by and large we're still a 50-50-ish country. It's easier when it's a 60-40 country and you get one of the parties in a pretty substantial minority unable to really control a lot of the levers. But when you're 50-50, votes matter and things can get sharp, so the next election you can gain the advantage. The second thing, and I don't know how much, some people have really blamed the internet for increasing polarization. My view is it actually probably dates back more toward cable television, cable news, because now for its good pieces, it also requires there to be, you know, constant news and constant breaking news and constant controversy always, before us. So it's not atypical for a typical day of cable news to say, okay, issue one, here we have somebody for it, somebody against it, let's do battle for 5 minutes. Okay, coming up next, when we get back, issue two, he'll be for it, he'll be against it, let's do battle. It just kind of, I think, engenders this sense that on everything there's controversy and sharp elbows being thrown. And ultimately, the way we get out of this, the way we get past this, is to have people on Capitol Hill, people in the White House, of good faith and good character, who frankly believe that the country is more important and the long-term issues that face this country are ones that become easier to solve the sooner we solve.
Mayor Kurt Dykstra with our civics lessons for today.
Yeah, something like that.
We'll have coffee with the mayor, with Mayor Dykstra and Brent Allen at this time next Friday morning. Have yourself a good week, sir, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Excellent. Thanks, Gary. Take care.
Thank you very much. That's Mayor Kurt Dykstra with Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. Mm-hmm.